Good morning. It is now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me in the studios this morning, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
I'm so happy to be here. The summer is upon us. It's great weather. It's just a good day.
You know, it is, and I am loving this beautiful weather. This is by far my favorite time of the year. I love the sunshine and the heat and all the community events. I love getting out, taking the family, and doing fun things. And, you know, if there's one thing about Carbon and even Emery County, it's we know how to have a really good summer.
There's a lot of fun stuff lined up, and we're getting ready for all that. You know, law enforcement loves to be involved in that. So we're getting geared up for all the good things. July seems to be the big money month as far as there's something going on almost daily in July. So that'll be exciting. With summer comes challenges for our team. We're out working areas for traffic as always, but we expand our area to Schofield and 9 Mile because you get a lot of traffic in those areas. So expect to see us down there. Westwood area. I've been getting a lot of calls about speeders in Westwood, and we had that issue with the speed limit there, and we've got that resolved, but we want people to honor the 25 mile an hour speed limit. So we're going to beef up our patrols in there. Westwood, Carbonville, Spring Glen, Kenilworth, all those areas, expect to see deputies working traffic this summer.
You know, I was thinking about it when you said that you're starting to have issues again in Westwood, and it is a residential area, and I think that, you know, people automatically in residential areas, they slow down to 25, but the roads in Westwood are so wide. I think that it just kind of throws you off mentally, and you don't even really think about it.
I do. I think so as well, and it's something, this time of year especially, because, you know, I was telling you before we went on the air, I'm seeing more kids out this year than I've seen in a long time, and that's awesome. They're on bikes and scooters and running around, and they're playing night games at night. I hear kids talking about that, and I think that is great. But we just need to be careful as the motoring public that we're aware that they're out and about and keeping a close eye on them, and, you know, giving ourselves the extra couple minutes to get through the neighborhood so we're safe and sound and watching very close for the kids.
Oh, for sure. And around parks at night.
Oh, yeah.
I have seen so many kids. There was the one Friday night. It was actually this last Friday night in Helper. A ton of kids out playing night games at the park. So yeah. You definitely need to be watching.
Yeah, you need to keep an eye out. And good for the kids. I'm happy to see them out. I think it's great. I don't really see any issue with them being out playing night games. I think we all grew up doing that. I think it's good, healthy, clean fun for them.
Oh, for sure. And Sheriff, as always, we talk about this all the time with summer here and all these community events. When you see somebody from the Sheriff's Department out and about, go and chat with them, say hello. They are a part of our community. They're here and around at these community events to make sure that everyone's safe, everything's going according to plan, but they also are there to enjoy the festivities.
They are, and you know, they're experts on the community. So if you have questions or need to know something, or you know, maybe you want to know where a scenic something is in 9 Mile or what's the best way to get to Schofield over the mountains, you know, they can tell you all that stuff. They're happy to talk about it. They might even know the best place to fish. You never know.
I'm sure they do. Well, Sheriff, thanks so much for stopping by. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention?
You know, I just want to tell everyone to have a good time out there. I want to remind everybody about ATV, UTV safety. We hear all too often that you know, people are getting hurt on their ATVs and their UTVs. Never ride alone. Let people know where you're at if you're going for long distances. UTVs are meant to stay inside of, wear your seatbelt in there in case you tip it over so you're safe and sound, and keep your arms and legs inside the vehicle at all times, just like they tell you at Lagoon. But just be cautious, err on the side of caution. Just have a safe, fun summer.
Oh, for sure. And anytime you're out going camping or whatever it may be, don't forget. I mean, every single year it seems that we hear about an unfortunate accident that happened because there were not seatbelts worn or helmets worn, and individuals have been drinking and then jump in your side-by-sides or your four-wheelers. You still have to be careful. I mean, when you go camping, you just kind of get carefree.
That's right. But just still take the time to put your helmet on or put your seatbelt on or just slow down a little bit. And this year, I'm really concerned about fire dangers. That camping made me think about that. I think we're in a dry drought again, and I'm worried about fire danger. So there are no fire restrictions right now, but let's be careful. Don't start something because it can blaze out of control very quickly. And there is a controlled burn going on up on Trail Mountain. That's what the smoke is that we've been seeing.
So I'm glad you brought that up. I had many people ask yesterday, what in the world is going on?
Yeah, they're doing a controlled burn up there, and it's putting out quite a bit of smoke. So
Yeah, it definitely is. Well, make sure to stay updated on great community events by heading on over to the Carbon County Sheriff's Department Facebook page. And then you can find more info on this Castle Country Focus, as well as other Castle Country Focus interviews, on our website, castlecountryradio.com.